KYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
approaching fast. There's not enough for us to sit and wait, yeah. As our awesome bar on earth, we must demonstrate, yeah.
As our children who seek to
It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Later. Oh, Lord, the older I get, praise God, I realize that sooner or later, praise God, suffering is going to be the lot of a whole bunch of folk. Praise God, for suffering is a crushing blow that shatters everyone, and those who start suffering beyond repair. But you won't know what the question is. Amen. The question is, how should we face suffering? How should we face disappointments? How can we face setbacks? Because let me tell you something, as long as you get up in the morning, praise God, you're going to face some suffering. You're going to have some disappointments. You're going to have some setbacks. And some of them disappointments and setbacks are going to come directly from folks that right in your family. Praise God. And so, and how do you deal with it? Praise God. You got to learn. We have to deal with it the same way the Apostle Paul dealt with it. You know what Paul did? Paul discovered two things. Praise God. And I think that believers, once we discover these two things, praise God, our walk, praise God, through this world is going to be one that we're not going to ever be ashamed of. And it's going to be a walk, praise God, that we are going to forever be glad of. You want to know what Paul discovered? Man, the first thing that Paul discovered, praise God, he discovered that being a follower of Jesus Christ does not immune us, praise God, from hardship. Does not immune us from suffering. Does not immune us from disappointment. Praise God. And he discovered that. Praise God. And he said that since I know that whether or not I'm on his side, that I'm going to still suffer. Oh, yeah, he says in his word, because he said that it, the Bible tells us that it's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust. Praise God. So that tells me that there's going to be some rain that's going to fall on me. That there's going to be some suffering that's going to fall on me. Praise God. There's going to be some disappointment that's going to fall on me. But praise God, as long as I understand, praise God, that regardless of whether or not I'm a child of the King, praise God, those things are going to fall. But you want to know something about those things that fall on us? Hey, God, it lets us know that weeping may endure. Weeping may endure for a night. But my God, joy comes in the morning. So Paul discovered that. But another thing that Paul discovered, praise God, that following Jesus, praise God, Paul discovered that in the grace of God, that he has strength and wisdom to be victorious, praise God, even in the midst of human suffering. Oh Lord, I'm feeling pretty good now, y'all. He learned that. He discovered that. Somebody say, how in the world you know he discovered? I know he discovered it because you go to the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. How many Bible readers I have in here? Praise God. Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and he asked the Lord to remove it 3 times. Praise God. And Lord wouldn't remove it. Man, I can sort of, when I read that scripture, I sort of look like Paul trying to get mad with God. You mean to tell me I'm your servant? I'm suffering. I'm your servant. I'm going through this disappointment. I'm your servant. And they talking about me. Praise God. And he said, now I done come to you 3 times to remove it. You haven't removed it. But guess what God told him? Praise God. Put 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10 on the marquee. He said that my grace. Look what the Lord told him. He said, I know you're going through some stuff. I know there's some sickness in your body. I know there's some death in your family. I know, praise God, that the doctor has told you something that was not too good. But guess what? My grace is sufficient for you. Praise God. And as long as we know about the grace of God, let me tell you something, praise God, my brothers and my sisters, praise God, he will get us through. Amen. Look what Paul said. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Praise God, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure Look at this man, praise God. At first he was complaining about the thorns, but when God tells him that my grace is sufficient for thee, then he goes on to say, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. I take pleasure in reproaches. I take pleasure in necessities. I take pleasure in persecution. So if folks talking about you, let them talk. Praise God. Can't you know something? As long as folk got mouths, they're going to talk. Ain't there nothing you could do about it. Praise God. The only thing that you could do about it to make sure that if they're saying something, that is not true. But praise God. But if they're saying something because you are a child of God, can I tell you like I tell them? I say, let them say what they want to say. Because when people start talking about me, I'm just like water. I'm just like a duck with water falling on him. Have any of y'all tried to pour some water on a duck? Praise God. You pour the water on the duck, it just rolls off of him. And I let folk know, I don't care what nobody say. Somebody used to say, sticking stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. I believe that was Ray Charles. Praise God. He said that sticks and stones don't break my bones, but praise God. But let me tell you something about talk. Some people say, well, talk does bother. No, it doesn't. Praise God. Don't you let nobody say they can say what they want to, because I have learned in this life. I'm old enough now, Deacon Robinson. I'm 75 years old. I didn't understand that when I was a young child, but now that I'm 75, praise God, I have learned, praise God, not to get concerned about what folks say. So Paul says, praise God, in distress, but look what he says, for Christ's sake, praise God, for when I am weak, oh my God, then I'm strong. Amen. How many of y'all remember a young man by the name of Trayvon Martin? Praise God. Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all know, praise God, back in Sanford, Florida, some years ago, praise God, who life was snuffed out by a guy by the name of George Zimmerman. In fact, he was murdered by George Zimmerman, but the courts never found that. They acquitted Zimmerman, praise God. But you want to know what Trayvon Martin's mother and father said? We may not get victory, praise God, in this courthouse, but guess what? We got the victory through the Lord that we serve, praise God. So he gives us the victory, praise God, through suffering. And that's something that we need to thank him for. Amen. I was getting there the other night. Just my brother called me, Archie from California, and then my cousin from Pensacola, Florida. We were all on the phone the other night, and I was sitting there telling them, I said, man, my legs hurting. I said, I can't talk no more. My legs hurting me. I'm just to the point where I can't walk like I y'all want. You know, I'm used to walking hip. Praise God. I say, I can't do those things. I say, when I get ready to go into my favorite store, Walmart, I have to get a buggy now because I need something to lean on. Praise God. But that's okay. And then in the midst of our talking, and then my brother was talking, Archie, about some things that he's going through. Cousin was talking about some things that he's going through. I said, you know something? Man, we ought to be whipped. I said, here we are talking about the fact that our legs hurt. We're talking about our backs hurt. I said, think about our brother, Big Boy, Leroy, Reverend Taylor. I told him, think about him. I said, right now he can't see. He can't walk. And the doctors have said there's something going on with his kidney. I said, man, we ought to be rejoicing. Praise God for what we're going through. What he's going through is not compared to what we're going through. And the lesson in that is that you may be going through some things, but guess what? There is somebody out there who are going through some things that is way worse than what you do. So we ought to find out just like Paul said, praise God, by his grace, God, I can do everything. But not only, praise God, we ought to be thankful for him, the victory over sin. Not only are we to be thankful for the victory, praise God, over suffering, but as I get ready to close this morning, we can be thankful for the victory over death. You see, the one enemy that plagues mankind is death. And the Bible lets us know that Jesus will deal with death. Yeah, because if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, Paul writes, and that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is, in fact, death. You see, right now, it seems like death wins the victory over everyone. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came to demonstrate that life is more important than death. And praise God, and right there in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, Jesus does three things.